This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There you go. It's time for a cupcake call. All in favor to help Lydia and Buckeye get revenge on her hubby. Say aye.
Aye.
Lydia, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi. Now, this is probably our favorite part of the show, right?
Yep. Yep, definitely.
Fel is loving this.
For sure.
So how are we going to get revenge on your hubby? And most importantly, why?
Okay, well, first of all, Tommy and I have been married for 7 years. Our relationship's great.
Okay.
However, recently my younger brother, Clayton, he was laid off. He's been living with us. Tommy decided that it would be a good idea after playing Xbox with his buddies to basically go into my younger brother's room that he's been staying in, take his belongings, and put them all in the hallway telling him he's got to go. And Clayton's been bullied. Like,
what?
Not cool. And I got to stick up for my little brother.
So this was a joke?
It was supposed to be, but it wasn't funny.
I don't find anything funny about that.
Yeah, well, so question. Yeah, because that's crazy. How long has your little brother been staying with you?
Well, okay, it's been a little bit longer than it was supposed to be. We're approaching a year now.
A year?
Wow.
Yeah, but he got laid off. This is.
I get that, but a year? Still. You better get your butt laid up into an employment line.
He's my baby brother, though.
How long was he supposed to stay with you guys?
I mean, what would you do?
I would
answer the question.
I mean, he's allowed to stay until he gets back on his feet, in my opinion.
Okay.
That's actually very fair, and I think that you're being an amazing big sister for letting him get the time that he needs to get back up on his
feet. Enabling the younger brother is what's happening.
Aww,
but
that's family. Come on.
And what your husband did, that still doesn't justify it. Sorry.
I think it's hilarious.
No.
I think your husband is a gem. No wonder you married him. All right, but it doesn't matter what I think. If you want revenge, Lydia, can I hear you say aye?
Aye.
There you go. It's all that matters. Lydia, what we're going to do is we're going to put 3 seconds on our show clock.
Joey!
What?
We are going to give her 9,999 seconds just because of your little comment.
How do you figure she deserves all that amount of seconds on our show?
Because
she
just does.
Why 3? That's just like a hello.
Yeah!
Because I don't think he did anything wrong. But listen, all right, we're going to put, we'll put 240 seconds on our show clock just for you, Lydia. Tis the season to coax your husband to baby talk to you live on the radio, okay?
Yep, I'm on it.
Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
Yeah, every now and then I can get him to do it on the couch. He has a little voice he likes to do, and I think I could get him. I don't feel very well, maybe. He'll fall for it.
Yeah, use that.
Well, let's do it. Calling up your hubby, Tommy. He has no idea he's going to be live on the radio. Us and the Valley of the Sun are going to eavesdrop and hear him make a fool out of himself. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Cupcake Call, sup next with your morning mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun, sugar plum, pumpy and bumpkin. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, what do you want?
Happy holidays from your Morning Mess. Good morning. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
And it's that girl, Phil.
So we're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Miss Lydia, who wants revenge on her hubby. Now listen.
Nope.
I don't think what hubby did was so bad. Fel and Anish don't care what my thoughts are and opinions are in the situation.
Bullying is bullying, okay?
Thank you.
My brother or my sister, nah. Not on my watch.
So he got fired and say, could he stay with Lydia and her husband? Lydia, he's been there a year. Your brother's been there for a year.
Yeah, but it's my family, and it's Christmas, guys.
Exactly.
Come on.
Oh, God, okay. So your husband played a little joke on him, and the joke was?
Trying to bully him and take all the stuff out of his room and tell him he's got to go.
You got to go. I think Santa Claus is hiring.
Ridiculous, because you said that he was hanging out with a few of his friends, and they all went into your brother's room, threw everything out into the hallway. That is horrible.
Embarrassing.
So mean. And then he's been bullied. That's not nice.
He's not getting bullied, man.
What?
If he's been bullied in the past, like, no. Come on.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
So we put, 900 seconds on the show clock for you, Miss Lydia, because it is the season, and we're going to gift those seconds for you to coax him into baby talking to you live on the radio. Obviously, he's not going to know he's on the radio. We're going to embarrass him back, okay, Lydia?
I'm in.
Okay, let's do it.
Hello?
Hey, baby. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I just got into work. What's going on?
You know that flu is going around? I think I'm getting it. I don't feel well at all.
Oh, yeah. You don't sound good.
No.
Can you get some orange juice or something?
Will you sing to me? Will you talk to me? That voice you talk to me on the couch, please?
Baby, we haven't done that in forever. Clayton's always on the couch.
He's not here right now. It's just you and me. I really don't feel well. Please, baby.
Baby, I can't do that right now. I'm at work.
Babe, come on. You haven't done this for me in so long.
Babe, I can't do it here. I can't. Not at work.
Come on, just walk away. Clayton's not here. And I feel so, so, so sick. Oh, you make me smile when you do that.
Okay, hang on. Let me walk to the conference room real quick. Hang on.
Louder.
Wait a minute, is that an ambulance or is that someone singing?
Oh my goodness.
Hello, 911.
Oh my god, I'm crying.
We have a rumba bum bum on Thomas Road right now. We need some help out. Tommy.
Oh my goodness, Tommy.
Tommy, hello?
Hello? Who is
this? I thought you fell off the ambulance. Tommy, we got to let you know you're live on the radio, live on the 105 with the Morning Mess. Hi.
Why am I on the radio?
Lydia, you want to let him know?
That's for taking all Clayton's stuff out of his room the other night.
Pull over, Rumpa Pum. You're surrounded. Come out with your hands up, drummer boy.
Oh my god.
Drop the sticks, drummer boy.
Step away from the Rumpa Pum Pum. Drummer boy.
Can you get back?
Hands up.
Oh my god.
On your knees. Not you, Anish. Drummer boy.
I cannot with the both of you.
I feel bullied.
But now you know how it feels.
Yeah, girl, that's right. You tell him and tell Joey to stop making knee jokes about me. Oh my god.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.